what is it, April 7th, 2011. This is Joan Weaver and Rosetta Graff from McKinsey Library. We're in the home of Emily White. I think so. Mm-hmm. Okay, Emily, let's start out by you telling us your full name.
Emily K. White.
And when and where were you born?
I was born in east of Kinsley in my home, Edwards County.
And what were the names of your parents?
Emma. Catherine. You know, Dolichek, Lancaster.
Yeah.
Or just
okay,
Lancaster.
And let's see. How would you spell that, Catherine?
With a C.
Okay, and then maybe better spell Dolichek for a transcriber.
Okay. D-O-L-E-C-H-E-K.
Okay. And Lancaster, I bet she can handle that one.
Okay.
Okay, that was your mother, and your father was?
My father was Fred Peter Lancaster.
Was his given name Fred, or was it Frederick or something?
Fred.
Fred, okay. And then your grandparents on both sides.
Okay. My grandparents was Amelia Emily Dowling Lancaster.
And spell that maiden name?
And Dowling is D-O-W-L-I-N-G.
Okay.
And Peter Lancaster. And I don't believe there was a middle name. I've never heard of it. And then Margaret Kramer Dolichek. And Ferdinand Fred Dolichek.
Okay. And did you have brothers or sisters?
Yes. There was nine of us.
What were their names? We can just do the first names.
Okay, Virginia, Vivian, Leonard or Jack, Fred, Luetta, Marvin, and Joellen, myself, and Lanes.
What was the last one?
Lanes. L-A-N-E-S.
Okay. What brought your families to Edwards County?
My dad always told us that his grandmother and grandfather were divorced back in Illinois, and she brought most of her family back here in a wagon and settled southeast of Kinsley. And one time I looked it up, I think it was about 80 acres probably there.
Now, your mother's family was from here. No,
my mother's family came from.
Is that the family we were talking about right then?
No, that was the Lancaster.
The Lancaster family
came here.
They got divorced, and she came here for what reason? Then did she have family here?
I don't believe so.
She just loaded up the wagon
and came here.
And came here. Oh my goodness.
That's the only thing my dad ever said that they knew. He really didn't
About what year?
I'm going to say in the 18. I can find that out because I imagine it's on a deed that she had this property. I just happened to run across it when I worked at the courthouse. I ran across the deed and where she lived. And evidently, then my grandfather and my grandmother were married here. And I don't know exactly how the Dowlings come, but they homesteaded some land south of Kinsley, which I think would now be kind of round on, which was the Lewis Ranch there, would have been a piece. And I'm thinking from looking at the records that he probably lost that. And then they went on, and my grandmother, I think, probably was married by then, but they went on to Oregon and settled in Oregon. And we never did hear a lot about them.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting.
I think my older sisters and them probably knew a little more about them than I did, but they never mentioned a lot about them in there.
Well, it would have been unusual at that time to have a divorce, too.
Right. You know, so right on the Lancaster side. Yeah. In fact, my grandparents were divorced in 1928. So I mean, you know, it's kind of one of those interesting, because you can go to the courthouse and you can find the divorce proceedings and everything like that. My cousins, well, the second cousins, got into genealogy on it a little bit, and I went upstairs and found where my grandfather Lancaster had been administrator over his mother's things, and it's really interesting on what you find. They had everything down, but everything sold for, I mean, the dishes, everything, towels.
Yeah, those.
And it tells in the divorce exactly, you know, what they got, a cow or whatever.
Huh. That is interesting. Okay, that's the Lancaster side, how they got it. And the other side?
The Dolacek side. I might tell you, my grandma Lancaster, they said, came over from Wales, England, when she was 3 years old. So I kind of know that. They came to, I suppose, somewhere, Illinois, somewhere, and then come on out here. The Dolacek side and Kramer side, I found some aunts had done some work on that, and they came from Dubuque, Iowa, to Dubuque, Kansas, and I assume settled there, and my grandparents, I think, were probably married somewhere around in there, but they both, according to what she found out, they both came from Dubuque, Iowa, and settled down around Dubuque, Kansas. And then, evidently, my grandmother and grandfather moved out here on a farm just west, a little north of Kinsley. And my grandfather, Dolacek, died, I don't think he was that old when he died, and my grandmother moved into town, and there. But my folks were married in the 1920, I think it was, in Larned, and
you said
there was nine of us.
Yeah, and you said you were born on the farm, or whatever.
On the farm.
What was there a doctor in attendance? You know.
I don't really know for sure.
You were number what of the children? You were down.
I would have been eight.
Number eight, so you would have been one of the. She would have been knew how to do this.
Well, back then they always said my grandmother Dolacek was what they called a midwife, and she helped people, you know, get to places. I kind of think there was a doctor present though.
Well, that's interesting. That's the first mention we've ever had of midwife assisting, and you know, not your birth, but she was doing it for other people. So that's interesting to know that was going on.
They had told us. I mean, you know, I don't remember.
No,
this, but just been told that she went to different homes and helped with births and helped out the family.
So what was it like in your household? Let's see, your father was a farmer?
Father was a farmer. My grandfather acquired ground, I guess. Dad used to say that, and they were farmer cattlemen. My dad and them raised cattle, and he was more or less in with his dad. His two brothers were... Well, I guess just one brother really was in farming with him. But when my grandparents divorced, they split up the ground and stuff. And my dad, I think, farmed all of it while my uncle was in the service.
This would have been World War II?
World War II. Mm-hmm. And then when Uncle Lester, Uncle Dale came back to Kinsley, then they kind of split up what they had. Dad farmed more or less what my grandmother got, and she had the homestead where we lived on that. And Dad, like I said, raised cattle. And
what did you have? What other animals did you have?
Oh, they had a horse.
Pigs
or chicken? I don't remember Dad ever having too many pigs
or sheep
or sheep or anything. I don't think cattlemen ever had sheep.
What crops?
Wheat. Mainly wheat. And my dad always he farmed south of town, out by the feedlot. They owned a piece of ground south of town, out by the feedlot. And I can remember Mother getting up and killing chickens and making pies. And then imagine we took all of this stuff to the field when he was in the field. Mm-hmm.
You had brothers, so was that enough help, or did he have to get outside help?
No, I don't remember him ever having any outside help. I think more or less my brothers probably helped him. But I was like 5 years old when the service, my brothers went to the service right after they graduated. And my two brothers graduated the same year, the older brothers. And so Brother Marvin helped a lot.
Do I have not have Marvin in there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did I not mention Marvin, or did I?
Now your brother, when your brothers were going to the service, is that the? That's not World War II.
Yes.
Oh, it is. Okay. Mm-hmm.
It would have been kind of late, I guess you'd
mm-hmm.
say.
A bit more towards the end of the war.
Uh-huh. I think they were in till like about 46. But my brother Jack was in the Army, and Brother Junior was in the Coast Guard. And I'm not sure what my uncle Dale was in, but I can remember, coming home once in a while. My grandmother Lancaster died then, I think in 43, and my brothers had just joined, hadn't been in there. It was in, I think, August or so when she died. But they came back home with mm-hmm. Gloria. They were able to come back for the funeral. My Uncle Dale was there, and I have a picture of them. And so happened, I think, Lance and I and my mother and dad, when they were home for mm-hmm. my grandmother's funeral. But I can never remember my dad ever having to hire mm-hmm. anybody. And I think I never did really drive the tractor too much, but my sister Joellen did. And
what were your chores then?
Mainly to gather the eggs and and I helped with dishes and stuff, my sister always tells me, because she milked the cow. That we had
You had one milk cow? Or?
Oh, we had probably, I know we had one at the time, most of the time when I was growing up, and we could have had two. But, we just, we raised garden mm-hmm. at that time.
Did a lot of canning?
Did a lot of canning. My mother did a lot of canning. They butchered hogs. And back then, it seemed like it stayed colder. My Uncle Freddie would come, and they would butcher a couple of them, and and stuff, and let them hang in the garage, and then they we would cut them up, render the lard. Mother sometimes made soap. Normally, I guess she did make lye soap.
Did you smoke it, or how did you store it, or was it?
They had a, for the hams, they had a rub that they, a smoked rub that they put on them, and then they put them in a sack, and they hung them out in what we called the milk house, or a little place for Mother. She done her washing in there. Then, if I remember right, then they had a stove in there, an old stove.
And heat the water.
She heated her water on the stove and everything. We used to hang clothes out when it was freezing, or she did, on the line, bring them in, and they'd be froze dry, as they called it. But you had to lay them out, let them freeze dry. Then she find, then she got a wash machine. One of the ringer type Maytags wash machines, and we like to help her do that and run the clothes through the ringer. And
well, now what did she have to do before the washing machine?
She did. Well, I, you know, I think she's old, I can't remember ever doing it on a
no.
On
so
a
she always
truck,
had a washing machine, but this one had a,
but this one had a motor
and a ringer
and a ringer and stuff. I don't remember, like, if the one out there had one or not.
Well, maybe that's the question. What about electricity? Where does that come in?
We did not have electricity or running water till late 49 or early 50. They had the rural electric didn't come up far enough for us, and the electricity from town didn't come out quite far enough. We lived just east of the Coon Creek Bridge, which used to be the old highway.
Mm-hmm.
Came by our house before they put the new one in. I don't remember too much about, well, I remember the going by there, but I don't remember too much about them putting that highway there. I kind of remember them working on it and everything.
So whatever kind of washing machine she had before that had to hit run on something other than the electricity.
Yeah, I, and maybe she did it in tubs.
Or,
I mean,
they,
she could have done it, you know, washed in tubs too. I don't.
Your dad didn't have
a generator.
Generator, what do they call those? Those plants that we
plants,
bring in by.
Yeah.
You don't, you, so you
I
just.
Don't ever remember him having one.
So you use lantern, or
we use lanterns. That used to be one of our jobs, was to fill the kerosene mm-hmm. lights and be sure and watch that you did not break the mantles on them. And she had a I don't know what kind of iron it would have been, but it was. And I suppose in probably when she was first married and stuff with the other kids, she might have just had to heat her irons
mm-hmm.
on. Because we did have some of those around. But she had one that she had put, I don't know what you did call them, but they had a little tank on them, and then you had to pump them.
Oh, they were like a lantern.
Lantern type thing, you
it
know, that
out.
You used
mm-hmm.
on them.
Refrigerator, ice box. What?
We had an ice box, and we went to the ice house when I remember to get ice. And
you mean here in town?
Here in town, they had an ice house. It would be over by where the Coover house was. And then
Judy Donnelly lives now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Where Judy Donnelly lives now. And in through there was a ice house. Do you remember it was?
Yes, I do.
But
yeah.
They didn't deliver it. You actually picked it up.
I don't ever remember them deliver it. We went and picked it up with the ice tongs, and we mm-hmm. put it in a.
And you heated with?
I'm going to say probably. We had a wood-burning stove, I believe.
But not coal, you?
I don't think it was coal. I don't
it's just would
ever remember having the.
Well,
it might have been a coal stove. I just don't remember it being having to carry the coal out and stuff, but you did have to have empty it, you know, sometimes.
So it was a little chilly in your house in the wintertime, I bet.
A little bit. We had, it was two-story, and we slept upstairs all the time, and a lot of times Mother sent us up with a hot water bottle to put on your feet. You slept under a lot of blankets, quilts, and you hurried in the morning to get down where the fire was. But when I got, I guess you'd say when I got a little older, I mean, probably when I was younger, I don't remember my older sisters being around the house so much, but they stayed in town with my grandmother Lancaster, and they worked the picture shows and done things in town, so they kind of stayed with them.
So that's open, and went to school?
And went to school. Mm-hmm. And so I don't remember, you know, like them being in the home so much as I do. Marvin, Joellen, and myself and Lane's were there. For
well, what's the age span in your siblings?
Well, my oldest sister would be probably 16 years older than me.
And then you had one
after? And one after. Yeah.
Well, that's not for nine children. That's about as quick as
you
can do it.
Yeah. And, you know, the first four were just every year.
Mm-hmm.
And then that. And I went to school at the Southside School.
Mm-hmm.
How
did you get to school?
Normally walked, that I remember.
How far would that have been? Not too far. That's just amazing.
They always said it was a mile to town, so it was probably about three-fourths of a mile. And then and I always went to Southside School. And I went to kindergarten, and went through sixth grade there, then we went to high school, Kingsbury High School. That was back when the kids on the south side of town went to Southside School, and they were brought in by buses. And then the north side went to the north side, and the kids on the north, you know, up north came, well, I guess when they cut the schools.
Did all the country kids go to one school, or did they?
No. The country kids, when they started coming in, the south part of town and the south part of the county came into Southside. But I'm going to say that, well, probably wasn't too early. I can't remember if Jay ever said he went to country school or not. But they had country schools out around, but we were close enough, we didn't have a country school. We came into Kinsley, to the Southside School. As far as I can remember, it always looked like it does now.
And how big was your class?
We had some pretty good sized classes. I'm going to say probably 15 or so. When they built the lunchroom or started the lunchroom, the kids that rode the buses went to Northside, and which Jay went over there and he was sixth grade, so they started.
So all the bus kids then
bus went to kids more or less went to the Northside School.
And where were in the lunchroom? Is this the one that everybody came to, or is this? I heard that the high school had the.
At that time, yeah. the high school. When we were in high school, the high school went to that lunchroom up there, too. Then, I'm not sure when they bought off the lunchroom onto their school.
Okay. So they had one lunchroom for all three schools, or just
well,
two?
Well, more or less just two, two, because if you didn't, more or less then, if you didn't live in the country,
you went home.
You went home or brought home your lunch. But we had an hour for lunch, so I usually went home, my brother and I. And my dad probably sometimes would pick us up. Sometimes we walked. But you had an hour, so you had
time. You had time to do it.
And Monday was usually a wash day, so, you know, you had certain, mother usually had cooked ham and beans on that day because it was easy.
Mm-hmm.
Went to high school, Kingsley High School.
And what activities were you in? You in the band, or?
Oh, for a little while, I was in the band. Played the clarinet. I think our junior, senior year, some of us didn't do that anymore. I think they had, seemed to me like they had K's. Everything, but sports were football and basketball mainly. Wrestling came in, I think. I don't know where they're probably, maybe might have been our junior, senior year, we might have had started wrestling. But the girls didn't have basketball or or anything like they do now, you know, all those sports. And I don't know if the town kids had baseball or anything they did in the summer, because we didn't participate, you know, in sports. But I don't ever remember having any like that. And we were in, I wish you'd say, glee club at the time.
Were you in 4-H?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't in 4-H.
What'd you do for entertainment?
Played outside. We used to have a Negro man that had goats across from us. She's going to ask me that. They called him Bess Bess Martin. You probably heard of him. Mm-hmm. In fact,
I got pictures of him.
Mm-hmm. In fact, he owned that house over here next door, and I think he might have owned this property at one time. I never did look that up for sure, but he had goats, and he used to go by the places, and that's when you got lettuce and stuff in those crates, wooden crates, you know, and stuff, and he'd have boxes and things over there, and so we'd go over and get the boxes and make us, we'd take the boxes and set them up and put boards across them and make us a restaurant and make mud pies.
Play house with them.
Yeah, we did. And we lived close to the creek, but my mother would never let us go down to the creek very often. Although my older brothers and sisters, it froze over a lot, and they got to skate on the creek.
Can you tell us anything more about Mr. Martin? I mean,
not really. I just remember he went around. I mean, they said he went around and with a wagon, I think, probably, and just picked up these lettuce leaves or probably boiled food or whatever.
Went by the restaurants
the restaurants and the grocery stores and brought it out and fed these goats out there. One of them got away one time. I was chewing my mother's clothes off the line. She was not very happy.
Did you notice your parents with any prejudice?
You know, not really. I don't ever remember my folks really saying anything prejudiced about anybody. I think they grew up. Well, you know about them, how many were around here when they grew up, but my siblings, some of them went to school with Skeet Winchester's kids and the Gaines kids. And I think they tried to treat them just like ordinary people, you know. I don't ever remember them ever saying bad words about about any of them or anything. Of course, back then, probably most of them did not. What am I saying? Probably mingle a lot with white people, I suppose. Although they were in school together. And I think it was just one of those things nobody thought anything about, probably. We didn't. I mean, I don't ever remember thinking anything bad about any of them.
Now, did you go to the movies?
We went to the movies. Saturday night, mainly.
So you came in for the big Saturday night in town.
My mother always cleaned house on Saturday. She scrubbed and waxed and, you might say, cleaned from top to bottom. When we were older, we cleaned the upstairs and she cleaned the downstairs, and then we went to town in the evening. That's when the grocery store stayed open and the drug store stayed open. And we got to go to the restaurant usually and eat. When I was a little older, I don't remember doing it when I was very young. But
so the family would go out and eat, or you would
just mainly
the kids would.
The
do
kids
that
would be able to go, and then we'd go to the show. And that's when the show had like a cereal, and we watched. And that is one thing about I can remember having the newsreels at the show for the war.
During the war.
During the war, they would have those newsreels and stuff.
And, now, we have been told that the theater was segregated, that blacks and Hispanics were in the balcony. Is that what you remember also?
I believe they were. They always sat in the balcony, and we never
and you weren't.
Could be able to go to the balcony until we were in high school, I think, and then that kind of went by the wayside, probably.
And I think World War II started to change.
I think so, too. Okay. But that, I do believe that's true, because I don't, I think they all had to go and sit in the balcony. And don't remember that so much, except I've heard my family say that. Houston Starrett ran the show. And you could not be noisy. You could not put your feet up on the seats.
We'll need to listen to Bobby Kloss's interview, because he got noisy.
Did he? Did he get noisy?
Back his motorcycle.
Oh. I don't ever remember anybody doing that, but my brother and I and Sister Joellen, I guess, went. I can remember my folks usually went on Tuesday night because they had a drawing for money on Tuesday night. And I was trying to think about that, and $200 comes up to my mind, but I don't, I'm thinking that probably it was so much, and then when that $200 went out, maybe they started it back. I don't think it was $200 every week, but I can't tell you what they started out with. I just remember on Tuesday nights they did that.
Did your folks ever win?
My folks went.
No, win. Did they ever win the money?
Oh, not that I ever remember. I never remember them saying they won it.
They probably would remember
I suppose
that.
They took the tickets. I don't know how they did it. I don't remember how they did it. But on Tuesday nights, a lot of times we, my brother and I, when we were home there, later years there, we made fudge. And about every Tuesday night we would make fudge. You know, my mother baked a lot of pies and things. We really didn't have a lot of cakes. But her specialty, I guess you'd say, was pies and the angel food cakes. She baked angel food cakes for her birthday almost all the time. And she would bake angel food cakes for four people, you know. And I can't even tell you what, how much they might have sold for. Probably not very much. But we always got to help sift the sugar and the flour. And she sat at the little table by a window and beat those eggs by hand in a big crock and stuff. You know, it was, that was kind of interesting too.
You know, you had the eggs. How many chickens did you normally keep?
I'm thinking probably around 20 or so. We always got chickens to raise in the spring.
We bought chickens. The big chickens.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then we didn't really have any place. We ate a lot of chicken in the summertime because we didn't have any place till later years to dress them and take them to town, you know, and have a freezer in town. But in the same way, then we could, Dad took a beef in and had it butchered, and but they always left them in town in the butcher shop. Oh, not the butcher shop, but the, what did they call that?
Lockers?
Lockers. Locker plants. And then we'd have to go and pick up meat, you know, every so often and take it home. But I think when we got electricity, I remember we got running water and we got rid of the pump. And,
now, had your brothers been in, or was the pump in the house?
Yes.
Okay, so
yes,
that was
the pump was in the house. We had a
that's good
sink and a pump in the house and wash dishes there, you know, with heater water, and then had dish pans, I get what they used to call them.
Did your mother sew your clothes?
Most of them. And during the war time, I think a lot of it, they were sewed probably with flour sacks. She used to always try to get flour sacks that matched so that she could make clothes out of them.
Can you remember any of the other
things that
from the war, the rationing you had, and how
sugar. I know they always said sugar, or mother always talked about sugar being rationed. We didn't have as much sugar. They had, I think they had some type of coupons or something that you could, that they got, that you could take and use for certain things at times. Tires were rationed. And there, and I suppose that's when we really, I think I can remember Mother saying or talking about they give seeds and stuff away for you to be able to
Victory Garden.
Plant your garden so that you had, you know, plenty of food, because I think it was probably hard to get food, some foods in here. I just remember the tires and the gas and everything, because you know, during the war, that for farmers, that was one of the big things, was gas and stuff to run your tractors and things. My dad always most of the time filled his granary with wheat. And then sometimes would haul some into town, but I suppose because it being further, or not so far into town, but
He'd save it and sell it.
Save it and sell it
a better
later.
Price.
Yeah. Because I'm sure we always played in the grain recently. Played in the wheat and everything. But
and did you go to the Methodist Church? Is that at this time? I know coming up you're going to tell us you were married there.
Right. And I went to the Methodist Church. My folks really didn't. My mother was raised a Catholic, but when she married my dad, she quit the Catholic Church. And so, and my father's family was all congregational. They went to congregational church, but my dad and mother really never did go to church that much. I went to Methodist Church, and I think probably got started in that because of friends. Was going to the Methodist Church, so that's where, you know, I kind of went. And
what were the activities like? So when you were in high school or in there, what went on at the church? Just Sunday school, or
they had Sunday school and church, and that's really about
a youth
all
group
that
group
I can. I don't remember them having a youth group at all. I helped with Sunday, well, with the little small kids in the nursery on Sundays a lot for church. But I don't remember them having a lot of activities for that.
Did you go skating? That's something else people have mentioned.
We went skating. The skating rink at one time was down in the old pink building down at the park. I think the J.C.'s was who started that. I can remember my brother Jack helping with that. When they got back from the service, Bellman's built the skating rink out there, and we did. We did a lot of skating, and I liked to skate. Probably couldn't do it anymore. Ice skating, like I said, I never did ever try ice skating, but my brothers and sisters talked about how the kids come from town, and you've heard of Bill Williamson and Don Schaefer and them. They came out to skate and spent a lot of time at my folks' house, so I hear. My sister, Virginia, oldest one, was sick, and I don't remember what she had. She had pneumonia a lot, but Mother had the house all cleaned up for Christmas, and the kids all came out to skate, and they all ended up in the house. My mother was gone, and Mother always had nuts, you know, candy at Christmas, hard candy probably. They put the nuts under the wooden rocking chair and cracked the nuts, let Virginia rock in the rocking chair and cracked the nuts. Bill Williamson and Don Schaefer remembered that for a long time, because I think they went home and didn't come back for a while. You know, I can think of a lot of things that they tell me that they kind of did, and because they had their own entertainment, I guess you'd say. They had to make their own. They didn't have they had a show and stuff to go to, but it was nice to for them to have people to come out and be able to do this. It was nothing for us sometimes to wake up in the morning and have the creek flooded in our yard.
Your house, was there a basement? Was there
no basement? No.
So it was just up, and
it was up. Oh, it's set up off of the ground a ways.
Did the creek ever come into the house then?
Not till 1965. It was There was one, I think, earlier than that that we moved in. I must have been pretty young. I don't really remember it so much. And I don't know if it was in the, probably in the 40s sometime. They say it got up, and I guess our house sat, probably 3 feet maybe, off mm-hmm. of the ground. They said it slopped up on our porch, but it never did ever get in the house. And they had taken us up to Grandma, my grandmother Lancaster's then, and I guess we stayed there for a few days till it went down. But that was, I don't know if that, I imagine the river and the creek both came up at that time.
And that
time.
Was in the 40s or the 60s they were talking about?
I'm probably thinking that was probably in the 40s.
No,
sometime. Yeah, in 65, it was my dad, I believe, was on the county commissioners at that time, and it was a harvest time. And of course, I was married, and we were married, and we came in to help my mother and them. And Jay brought the combine in and helped him cut wheat and stuff so that they could get the wheat cut before it flooded. And my mother and my...
So you were watching the creek rise and then mm-hmm. getting in the field to get it...
Yeah, they were. They knew it was coming. Mm-hmm. That was that big one where the dam broke out of Colorado. I think it had a crack in it or something. It broke and it came through. So my, like I said, Jay came in to help my dad, and then when they finished at my dad's farm, my dad went up to help my brother Marvin, and then and we went on back home. And that was the year that it got into the house. My folks had about a foot of water in the house, and they had just. Mother had a new carpet put down just 10 days before this all happened. They had just started to do some remodeling to the house. Even though the house didn't belong to the folks, the ground, when my grandparents separated, my grandmother got so much of the land and my grandfather got so much. And so my grandmother had got that, and we lived there. And it was owned by the three boys, so that were left in the family. And they never did really want to sell it. And so when it flood came through, my dad decided he was not going back to fix it up unless they could buy it out, and the brothers, other two brothers, really didn't want to sell it, so or let him buy it out, I guess you'd say. Mm-hmm. But in later years, they sold it. But the folks moved to town and bought Orville Winkler's house in town, and that's where they lived. And they sold the farm ground in later on. At an auction, and I just wanted that house so bad. I guess I would probably build a different house on it, but because the house would have been pretty much ruined by the mm-hmm. time they had it and sold it, and they tore the house down then.
Okay, and you graduated in the class of
1954.
54, and I assume you met your husband in high school?
Oh, yeah. Well, so he went to grade school with us,
you met him in grade school. So when did you figure out that you liked this guy? In grade school?
Oh, no, I don't even remember him being existing. Other than in the pictures, probably. But
were you in the same class?
We were in the same class. Mm-hmm. And that's, they, like I said, they went to Northside, mm-hmm. and after the fifth grade, they started going to Northside. I, probably our junior year, started dating.
How did you get together? You and, no, I see you're both at the high school at this point.
Yeah.
Just a normal
I was trying to think back. I worked at a bakery.
Oh.
Lloyd's Bakery. I don't know if you remember the Lloyd's having the bakery there and stuff. And he says he came in one night and I already had somebody there that I was going with at the time, so he didn't ask me to go out. But I suppose through school and school dances and, you know.
Now, was the bakery your first job?
Really babysit a whole lot of babysits, but I the bakery would have
and
been.
That would have been after school to closing or Saturdays? Or?
Mostly Saturdays, mm-hmm. Saturday nights. Probably worked for maybe 50 cents an hour, mm-hmm. you know.
Were you a baker or did you work the counter? Or?
No, I worked the counter. They had a little food counter in there too. Sometimes at noon I'd go down there and work for noon hour.
What'd they serve?
Well, just sandwiches and soup mm-hmm. of some kind. And then, but we had to, you know, clean the cases all out on Saturday evenings and mm-hmm. clean those all out and everything.
Where was Lloyd's Bakery when you worked there?
Okay. Just trying to think which one it would have been in. But it was just south of Eller's Door.
South of Eller's?
Or not south of Eller. I'm sorry. I'm going to east of Eller's Door. And I can't remember if it was the first one or the second one.
There used to be shoe stores in that little tiny mm-hmm. building, but then the right next further east was the Bidwell building where they had barber shops and all
and
that
stuff in there. And I, you know, I can't tell you.
Okay.
Maybe if I seen the street,
mm-hmm.
looked at it, and look, I mean, a picture of it, I might be able to pick it out, but I can't remember for sure, and I don't really know how long they were there in that. I mean, they were in that building all the time that I remember that they had the bakery. But then, and see, like, I was probably 13, 14, probably when I helped him mm-hmm. there. I'd have been a little, I was pretty young when I did that. But then when I got more up into, I think my probably junior, senior year stuff, I worked at a Duckwell store. I guess right after I got out of school was probably when I went to work for Mammals.
Okay, well, what did you do for Duckwell?
Oh, we stocked the shelves and...
And Duckwell is a variety store.
It was a variety store. And there, too, on Saturdays, a lot of times you had to... That's when they had the candy in the cases and I don't know how many different kinds, but you had to... Clean the candy out, take the candy out, clean the cases, and make sure everything was cleaned up. And you know, they had toys, they had clothes, they had, just about everything.
And you were still open late at night at this time?
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday nights?
I'm going to say probably they stayed open till at least 9 o'clock. And that all the stores did.
Oh, well, I never asked that. When did that stop?
Oh.
when did the store start closing at 6? Some more, you know.
I worked at Duck Falls when I was in high school, and I graduated in 1960, and we were still staying open late on Saturday nights.
I'm going to say would have been in the 70s.
Probably the 70s. Okay.
Probably.
And that's probably, you know, as a result of declining population and things. Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Saturday used to be the big thing in town. Saturday night was everybody, we thought, came to town. There was cars all up and down the main streets and stuff, and people went into the Rexall drugstore to visit because it stayed open. I assume it stayed open till 10, probably.
Could have been.
Because I think
it may have been connected with the movie theater a little bit, or when a movie got out or something.
Something, yeah. And the movie, you could go to the movie and you could, if you missed part of the show, you could stay and watch it again.
And then you said you worked for Mammals while you were still in high school?
No, it was right after I got out of high school that I worked for a while.
When did you get engaged?
In June.
Right after graduation?
Right after graduation.
Mm-hmm. Anything memorable about that you want to tell us?
No, except I was just kind of surprised.
Oh, you were surprised.
Yeah.
So he picked out the ring and showed up with it.
Went to Dodge with his, I don't even think his folks knew it, but he had went to Dodge with them, his mother and them, for some reason. And I can't even tell you what jewelry store he bought it at.
How did he get the money for your ring? What was he doing? Because he was in school too at this point.
But he farmed with his dad and his uncles and them.
So he put it away.
And so he put the money away and had it. Of course, back then it didn't cost near as much and wasn't near as expensive as they are now, but I can't even tell you what date it was. First part of June, I remember that.
Was it, did he take you to the movies or out to dinner or something? Or?
In fact, he kind of wanted me to go, but I to Dodge with him, and I thought that was kind of odd, but
he wanted you to help pick it up
and stuff. But anyway, I had to work, so there was no way I could go. And then that night he brought it in, and we were just riding around, I guess. He said something about it. I can't tell you where we were at.
Well, you were overwhelmed.
I guess, but I mean, you know, I don't remember. I can't remember if it was before we left the house, you know, because he came out and got me. I remember that, but whether we were just riding around and he said something and handed it to me or what, I'm not sure what he did, but I don't know whether he'd remember now.
So that was in June, and you got married in October.
We got married
in the Methodist Church. And what was your wedding like?
We just had a really small wedding. We just had our family there.
Did you have a traditional wedding dress or just a suit? Or
no, I had a suit, kind of a creamy colored suit that I had made in school. That's back when they had home ec and you sewed your, you know, clothes. And we had a small reception out to my folks' house there. Small cake and just, you know, family and a few of our friends, the two that stood up with us and a few other friends. Nothing really special, but we weren't old enough to do this, but we went to the Lamplighter over in Dodge City.
Tell me what that is for the thing.
Oh, the Lamplighter was a club over in Dodge City.
I assume served alcohol.
They served alcohol and food. I guess food, I don't know, but they usually had dances and stuff. And this was on a Saturday that we got married. Probably 3 o'clock or 2:30 probably in the afternoon, and then we had the reception, and Mother had, you know, lunch for us at night, sandwiches and stuff. then some of my brothers and sisters and them took us over there to Dodge. And we came back then, and we spent the night in Kinsley. We didn't go anywhere.
Yeah. Just in one of the homes, or did you go to...
We were in Jay's folks' home. We spent, and we lived with Jay's folks for, I can't remember, probably a month or so, and we bought a trailer house.
Where was that? Where was it parked?
It was parked in out at the farm.
Oh, okay.
Jay's folks lived on a farm about 98 miles south of Kinsley. Her parents had lived there, and Jay's folks took over the farming after they died or whatever, and so Jay was helping them. So we had bought a little small trailer house, and we set it out there and alongside, so we had not didn't have to go too far to run the water and everything. Probably about a month, I would say, before we got that all fixed and ready. And then we lived in that till November of 1958, after Deb was born.
Okay, so that's three children. You had Faye, Amelia, Millie, and Deborah.
Deb didn't spend much time there because the people that moved out of the house, they always called it the Lauber place. It was over where Jack Miller lives, or had the house up there. It was just west of Jack Miller. In fact, I think Benders, I don't know whether they still have an interest in that or not. They still own that. But there was a house on there, and the Winfields lived in it, and they were going to move to Greensburg, down around Greensburg, and so they came and asked us if we would like to live there, and of course we jumped at the chance, even though it was still two bedroom. It had a big kitchen and nice living room, and we put bunk beds in.
The bigger
bedroom.
Did you rent that, or
buy it? Really, we didn't buy it. They didn't. They just wanted somebody to live on there.
Yeah, the protector.
And so we lived there till in November of 65. That was when the flood came through. Mm-hmm. Jay's uncle remarried. Lost his first wife, his second wife did not like the storms, and when the flood came through, it really bothered her, and so they moved to Colorado, and Jay's folks moved to town, and we moved back over to the farm where we were before, which was really nice because we had had 1, 2, 3, 4 bedrooms that you can, you know, have bedrooms in, and a big living room and a big kitchen.
And you had 5 little girls.
So we had 5 little girls there before we left there. And then in 1976, around November, December, my daughter always said, Mom, how come we moved in November?
Wasn't any farming to do.
Yeah. But anyway, they were the Esslingers that owned that. The lady that owned it decided she wanted to sell it, and had been in the Esslinger family for years and years and years. And she lived in Arizona at the time, and so so they decided they wanted to sell it. Well, Jay and I talked about, you know, maybe trying to buy it. It sold for $900 an acre, so we decided we didn't think. Back then, that was a lot. And it was just beginning, you know, things were just beginning to go up. Had we been smart, we'd have bought ground way before that, but we weren't. We had a chance to buy a place, but we decided, didn't think we could afford to do it out in the country. But anyway, so we got to looking around and looked at several places, and this had just been built. And we looked at it, I liked it, and at the time, two of my kids were already gone to college and out, and so we decided that we would buy it. We did, moved to town, and have been here ever since. I've always wished I could build on another room, you know, but we didn't do it. And
okay, now you, let's see, your husband, did he do both cattle and farming, or
they raised some cattle. I don't know that they ever had cows and calves. My dad had cows and calves. I don't remember them ever have. Well, they had some calves, but they had more, I guess what you'd call yearlings. They bought them and sold them in the, bought them more in the spring and sold them in the fall. Then Jay got in with my dad and kind of went a partnership with my father on some cows and calves. And we've done that till Dad got sick, and he decided he couldn't go to the pastures anymore and seize cattle because his breathing was bad. And so we bought them out, kept them for probably a year or so, and then Jay decided cows and calves isn't what he really wanted to have, so we went out of the cow business.
And then he was doing what? Just
then, just more or less farming, and then they buy the cattle in the, he'd still buy the cattle in the spring and sell them more or less in the fall, in the winter. I'm
raising wheat.
Wheat,
mostly. And alfalfa, maybe some.
Let's see, did he have alfalfa? I can't remember him having. We rented, all of our ground was mainly rented ground.
Okay.
And from Jack Miller. He rented some from Jack Miller. He had some that he rented from McBride,
mm-hmm.
Earl McBride, that they had inherited,
mm-hmm.
Over there close to us. And of course, he farmed some for my mother and dad. He farmed a quarter of ground that they had.
Was it all dry land farming? Or?
All dry. Well, Jack's was irrigated, and it was flood irrigation for a while, and we did have alfalfa on that.
Mm-hmm.
Then they went to sprinkler system on it, which was really nice because moving irrigation pipe isn't fun, and it's muddy.
But when did that happen? Yeah.
Oh. I suppose probably sometime in the 80s.
Okay.
I'm going to say maybe late 80s, maybe.
Okay, and your husband, you had all girls. Did he have to hire help, or was he able to?
He hired some help. His dad helped for gotten into about 70 years old or so. They both went into it. They had some help. They hired mainly family, some relation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what we had. we had the Kraft boys. Rod and Keith were both helped us, stayed with us probably, you know, in the summertime a lot.
Oh, and they just stayed with us.
They just stayed with us. And Alice Peterson's kids helped sometimes, you know, we hired them. They never stayed at our house that I can remember, but they worked for Jay. But mainly what he hired was mainly the kids. They were old enough, you know, that they helped. Then when our grandson, Stephen, got old enough, Hogan, got old enough to, well, he started going with his grandpa when he was probably 2 or 3 years old, hauling him around. But he, when he got old enough to drive the tractor and stuff, he helped him. And their partnership and what we have left, they've gotten rid of most of it. We did buy a quarter of grand that my father and mother had after mother passed away. Well, I always told Dad I'd try to keep it in the family, and so we purchased that off of the estate, and we now own a quarter of a grand along with the house and some interest in some pasture. Four of the family kept the pasture ground. That it's like 400 and some acres of pasture. And my sister Loetta and her husband usually run cattle in it. Now, mm-hmm. So
the land is still in the family.
The land is still in the family, and I just looked it up and. The quarter of ground is just off of the parallel down there that we own. My grandfather and grandmother were the second owners of it, and it was bought in 1899. Okay. It's been in the family.
Over 100 years.
Mm-hmm. And the pasture land, I'm not sure exactly how long it had been in there, but I think he bought it, you know, later on. And the house, my grandfather had owned, well, I call it the cheap house down there, but he had owned that ground in there too at one time and then sold it off. And I don't know exactly where my dad was born. If he was born in the house that we were talking about that we lived in, or whether he was born in the house that's just across the creek to the west. He lives in there now. Solace,
yes.
Because I understand my grandfather owned that house at one time, and I asked my dad one time because I would run across my grandfather's name mm-hmm. in different parts of the county, and I asked him. I said, "How come grandfather had land up here? Most of his land was south." And he said his dad used to trade for a piece of ground for a horse and buggy mm-hmm. or some cattle or something, you know, like that. And it's like just kind of surprising mm-hmm. that you could do that back then. I mean, mm-hmm. you know. I think my grandfather probably went to Arkansas. I don't know whether that's where he bought cattle and stuff or what, but I know he went to Arkansas. and he was crippled, and we never did think to ask my dad if he knew how he got crippled. Mm-hmm. You know, he was walked with a limp a lot, and we never thought to ask questions.
No, you don't. And you don't listen when they tell you anyway.
Well, Joe Esslinger does a lot of genealogy, and she told me one time, she said, Emily, just sit down with your dad with a tape recorder and get him to start talking. And I never did. Mm-hmm. And I'm very sorry that I didn't, because I think he probably...
And that's why we're doing this today.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. We talked about electricity, and once you got it in that house, you had electricity for the rest of your life, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And telephone. When did you get your first telephone?
Oh, gee.
Did you have that in that house when you were growing up or not?
Well, yes, we did. Yeah. We did, but I can't tell you when.
All right.
Maybe
but
when
you were
we
growing
got
up.
It, but I
had it before electricity.
I think so, yeah. We had the old crank type and
mm-hmm. the party line.
Party line.
Mm-hmm. And television. When did that come in about? Did you have it before you were married?
My folks didn't. Mm-hmm. I don't think my folks had it before we were married. Jay's folks did. Mm-hmm. They had television. I'm not even sure we had television in our little trailer house.
Probably
maybe,
not.
You know, if we wanted to watch television, I think we probably went to
the big houses.
Yeah. But my folks had gotten, they had gotten it, but we might have had it the year that I graduated, but you didn't get many stations, mm-hmm. and you didn't really watch it that much. We'd listen to a radio a lot. Mm-hmm. My dad, we always had radio going a lot.
And you had all these girls, and where did they go to school? Now, you had them in the hospital?
Yes, mm-hmm. okay. In the old hospital.
Over 4th or 6th, 5th?
5th Street.
5th Street. Street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were all born there. Dr. Atwood delivered them all.
You kept him on retainer, right?
Yeah. And, you know, talking about health and stuff like that, I seen that on there. But I think when we had Faye, the oldest one, it cost us like $80. And maybe the hospital bill was maybe $100.
And how long did you stay in the hospital?
We stayed a week.
A week.
And then my mother would never let us go home right away. We always had to go to house for another week usually, and stuff. But they were all born in Kinsley. They all went to school in Kinsley. They went to Southside most of the time. They went to Northside. I'm sorry. And then, I don't know, they kind of divided them again. And I don't know, they got too many kids, but they kind of divided them up again and went to both schools. Some of the classes, I think, got too big, so they had to kind of separate them again. Because Millie always went to Southside. I think she mostly went to Southside. And Faye went to Southside School.
I think Mary Kloss told us that she got back and forth from school to school with a fourth grade, one of those.
Seemed
two.
Like it.
And then, she was always being moved.
They ended up, I think, over in, and she ended up leaving over in Northside there. But I was thinking Millie always went to Southside. But we kind of carpooled out there and brought them into kindergarten a lot of times. Took turns. Mm-hmm. There was two or three families out there
because the bus did not have.
Well, they would pick them up in the morning if they went to morning kindergarten. Okay. If they went to afternoon kindergarten, we took them in, and the bus would bring them home. They went, and it kind of depended on how many kids they had. Mm-hmm. a lot of times Jay's folks, when they lived into town, then my kids would, Jay's dad would take her into school, her little ones, mm-hmm. the ones that went to kindergarten at that time, he would take them into school, and they thought that was fun. They ate lunch with Grandpa and Grandma, and then got taken to school for kindergarten.
Mm-hmm. And were your kids in 4-H or
no
Scouts or anything like that?
They had Girl Scouts, and they were in Scouts. I don't think Jan was, because I kind of remember Jan being in Scouts, but the older ones were in Scouts, and I helped the Scouts a lot. Took two or three trips with them.
Where did you go?
One year we took them to Colorado, out to Colorado Springs.
Was this camping, or?
It was camping. Very cold. Ended up being very cold. I can't remember what the place was now, but it was out close, because we took the kids to see the academy mm-hmm. out there. But this was a place that had boating, and you could horseback ride and do things like that. And so they went there. I'm trying to think, that was probably Shelley and Deb, maybe. Faye and Millie, I think we took a train ride at one time, and we went to, took the train to Six Flags. Rode the train. And then one time we drove down there with one bunch of them to Six Flags. And taken probably 5-6 girls.
So when you took the train, what year would that have been about, maybe?
Oh, I don't remember.
It would have been when... Late 60s, probably. Or
yeah, it would have been in... probably the late... because Faye was in 70, graduated in 73, so I'm going to say it was probably in the late 60s mm-hmm. when we rode the train in there, took these kids on the train.
And were there sports for your girls at this time?
They had basketball.
The kind where you dribble
started
twice?
Started doing basketball in... I don't remember them having volleyball so much, but I think they had they started girls basketball. My older girls never played. Shelley and Jan, I think, played a little bit, mainly in junior high, and then they didn't play any more sports. They more or less, when they were old enough, I think all of them pretty much work for Mabel Schroeder in the little restaurant mm-hmm. over here. It's called the Northside Cafe. And
as waitresses?
Mm-hmm. Which, in the summertime I would never work, but in the wintertime after the kids got bigger and in school, in high school, well, I kind of substituted at the high school, and I had worked at the Dine Quick restaurant mm-hmm. up west of town, and when Mabel Schroeder and them took over the restaurant, well, I worked in the wintertime for them. Kids were all in school.
As a waitress?
As a waitress. Mm-hmm. Summertime was out because it was harvest time and didn't work, and my kids were home, so I didn't.
When you worked in the winter, was that to supplement the farm income or to get out of the house? Or
kind of both, probably. with girls in school and everything, there's always extra things they had to have and stuff. And so it was nice to have the extra income from that.
Did you sew their clothes like your mother had sewn yours?
No. But Jay's mother sewed a lot of clothes for him. Mm-hmm. She liked to sew, and she did do a lot of sewing. I guess I belonged, when I was first married and stuff, we did have a extension group out there that I belonged to, Jay's folks, Jay's mother belonged to and stuff, but I don't think it stayed active real long.
Did you belong to any other organizations in the 50s and 60s?
VFW.
VFW.
The VFW Auxiliary. I joined that in what? Probably about 57, 58, somewhere along
there. And how big was that organization at that time?
Oh, they probably had 120, 30 members at that time.
What were the requirements to be in the VFW Auxiliary?
You had to be a mother, daughter, sister,
wife.
I can't remember. I can't remember if you could be an aunt or not. I don't think you could. I don't think aunts could.
Of a veteran.
But stepchildren or, you know, veterans or anything like that. You had to be related to a veteran.
Yeah, but and one that was served overseas. That
one
served
that was in wartime and overseas. And then later on, they took in the Vietnam and Korean. But see, for a long time, they weren't called war, so they couldn't join, but they finally went to the legislature and got that change. But you still had to be in at a certain time.
And what were your activities back in the
back there?
50s and 60s,
in there?
Yeah.
Well,
that was so
with
big.
The VFW.
Mm-hmm.
Well, really, we did a lot of maybe dinners and cooked meals for things.
Did you support the veterans somehow? I mean, were
they
medical or?
Well, you had, and veterans, or, I mean, the hospitals, veterans mm-hmm. hospitals and things like that. You mainly you made money to send
them.
To them. There was a national home, VFW National Home, and that was where the children or wives of veterans who had lost their parent or their father in the war. And so you supported that, and we used to, well, we mainly sent money because we were so, you know, farther away from Topeka and Leavenworth and those places. Mm-hmm. They still do things for some things for Fort Dodge, I believe. We still send money.
How many are in the group today?
Probably. I'm going to say probably 80 or so.
Well, it's still quite large. Mm-hmm.
We still, you know, they have tried to get some new members in. They're not as active as. They used to be, like, with making dinners and doing this type of thing and that. But with dues and that kind of thing, we are able to send in money for certain mm-hmm. certain obligations that they have. They do a cancer aid and research. That's, like, called $2 a member. And that sent in hospital things for Christmas time, and they still try to do things for that. Still try to maybe at Christmas do. They have a project where they make some type of a little, you have a little sock or a little something or other that you can stick dollar bills in and you take them. They used to make a lot of little favors for the hospitals out here, you know, mm-hmm. even but that's where they didn't like to have those brought in so much. I don't know if it's maybe germs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've gotten so
yeah.
particular with all of that kind of stuff. But and I'm still active in that. For a long time I was treasurer and secretary. Had done held presidency at one time. Still do trustees on it. I hadn't been quite as involved as I was, but I'm trying to get back into it a little bit.
Okay, let's go back a little bit. What do you remember about? We lost some population. We had to consolidate schools. Do you remember anything about that time period?
Not really too much. Jake, did you ever go to a country school?
Nope.
You were right.
But
went to Northside.
We fought. Northside and Southside fought a lot.
That's right. That's right.
And they did. We did have basketball and stuff in grade school because they did go tournaments and stuff, so but the girls didn't have
the
anything.
Girls didn't know.
Yeah. But really the first consolidation that I kind of remember, because we lived close enough to town and you know, we didn't have any of us go to country schools, so I don't remember too much about the country schools coming mm-hmm. in. But when they consolidated the Oakley School and High School and the Kingsway High School, it was not, it wasn't very pleasant at that time. I don't think they wanted to do it, you know, but it, cost-wise and everything, I think they had to, more or less. But after the years have gone by, it's nothing, I mean, you know, I don't think they think a thing about it anymore.
Of course, we kept the elementary school in Oakley.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that helped.
Helps.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the Catholic school, you know, over there mm-hmm. closed too, that probably helped a lot with that over there. But,
okay, let's see. Your daughters. Let's go through and say what's happened to them. Where are they now?
My daughters?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they all live here in Kinsley.
All five?
All but one, Shelley.
I guess I should have gotten their married names.
Okay.
I didn't do that.
Faye's is Trent.
Okay, and she is here in Kinsley?
Uh-huh.
And what does do they do?
They,
Well, what does she do?
But she, she works for Great Plains Economic Development in Dodge City.
Okay. And Millie, what's her married name?
She's not married.
Okay.
She's never been married. It's White.
Okay.
And she works over at, do they still call it Fairpoint Communications?
Where's that?
In Dodge City.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Deb?
She works for, her name is Astrup. A-I-S-T-R-U-P.
A-I-S-T-R-U-P. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And she lives here in town, but she also works in Dodge City at ADM Green.
Mm-hmm. And Shelley?
Shelley is in Houston, Texas, and her name is Williams. She doesn't do anything.
But she is away.
And she's just a housewife.
Right. And Janice?
And it's Hogan. And she works at the bank.
That's really sort of unusual to have four or five.
Yeah. And really, they've all been fairly close around here. I mean, other than Shelley. She's her husband was in the service, and so they lived in Jacksonville, Florida, and you know, several different places. And so we've got to see several different places.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to.
She's going to have to leave. Okay.
Okay. I guess 2 hours has gone pretty fast. But
yeah, well, it's not quite that yet.
It isn't quite, but I need to go home and get the door open.
Yeah, let's see.
We'll see.
Okay.
Take care, everybody.
Okay, well, let's summarize your life, because we want to. What did you do after 1970? You had a pretty important job.
I want
a
print job. Okay. In 1977, I went to work in the Register of Deeds office as a deputy. And I worked as a deputy until 1988, and Vivian retired. And
Vivian, last name?
Feldman.
Okay.
Which happened to be my sister.
Okay.
And I worked for her for those years, and then I ran and went in as Register of Deeds in 1988, and did that till what year did I retire?
Not too long.
Well, the last election, but no, it's 2008. This is
8.
No.
Nine.
Well, the election was 8, but you would have gone out probably 9.
Went out
the
first quarter 9.
Yeah. Yeah. And on January of 2009, I retired, and just a housewife now. And
so you were treasurer for, or
deputy? I worked, or I was deputy or register of deeds for 30 years.
30 years.
And it was a very interesting job. Learned a lot. And of course, it was interesting to me because a lot of the names, I maybe didn't know the people, but I'd heard the names before, and I'd heard my parents. Mm-hmm. And
you got the job because of your sister, I take it, originally, or?
Yes. She had asked, when she won the election, she had some people in mind and had asked them, and for one reason or another they ended up not being able to go to work for her. And so she asked me about it, and I thought, oh, you know, working for your sister. And she had called and asked them, and they did not have any policies against that at that time.
And your youngest daughter was just nearly out of high school, or
right.
Mm-hmm. So,
and so I decided I would go ahead and do that. It was kind of different because I'd always worked where I had my summers off and everything. So this was more or less full time job. It was a full time job, and so I had to adjust to making meals and mm-hmm. everything for harvest. And
why did you make the decision to run? Was that for the office then? Or was that just natural?
Well, I guess it was kind of a natural thing to do. I wasn't ready to retire yet. And
did you have any opposition at first? Or
no, never had any opposition. But and you know, Vivian didn't. Well, she did the first time she ran. There were several that ran at that time. But I think they were just kind of ready for a change, maybe. You know, but I just never had had any competition or opposition there. And it was just kind of an easy mm-hmm. end, yeah, you easy. Might
yeah,
say,
right.
More than some people have had, you know. But I think if you are kind and listen to people and helpful. Mm-hmm. That's the way you get reelected.
That works. You were pretty good natured.
Well, there's genealogists like that too. Okay, so over the years you have seen the population in Edwards County decline.
Mm-hmm. Seeing missed doors decline, and you know, back when I was young, there was a lot of stores in town, a lot of businesses and everything. And through the years, and even, you know, working while I worked up at the courthouse, you've seen a lot of things go out, people coming and people going, and sometimes you wonder what. When people move here, you wonder what they are doing, what they, a lot of them live here but works in Dodge,
like your daughter.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Your class in, that you graduated in was how many people?
About 43 is what we graduated.
About how many of those do you think stayed in Kinsley? And made their living here. Now, they may have retired
right.
somewhere else, but
mm-hmm.
made their living
here.
For a while, it was probably
about
10
of us,
mm-hmm.
so.
Give or take.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them moved later. But.
Mm-hmm. But now there's only like 4 or 5 of us that are, you know, mm-hmm. here, actually, that have graduated. Well, Daryl Miller and then came back, so Daryl was here.
Melvin Gleason.
But, so there's probably about 7 or 8 of us that are here, and that are
so
still
were,
here.
There were quite a few people that, after you graduated, left and
more or less left
and didn't come back.
Yeah.
Most of them was, or I don't know, was around with farm.
Mm-hmm. The ones that
stayed were farm.
Majority
yeah.
of them, obviously.
Help farm.
Yeah. I think you're. How do you think living in Edwards County affected your life?
Had a pretty good life here. I think it's been a, you know, really pretty great. We've got a great town. People are nice, friendly. I don't know. I've been to big cities and visited big cities, and I, like I said, my daughter has lived in several different places, and I take Kinsley, or a small town,
mm-hmm.
Edwards County over a big city any day.
And what do you see for the future of Edwards County?
Well, I don't know. I'd like to see us get some businesses in, but with the economy like it is, I'm just afraid that we're not going to have a lot of luck. Doing it.
Do you think the population will continue to decline, or are we at a...
Oh, I think maybe we might stay about the same now, because we're getting, you know, we've gotten a few people that are retired here. Kind of like my children, you know, they live here, they work in Dodge. I think we're going to find that happening probably a lot.
Is there a reason they don't move to Dodge?
Oh, probably because it's more expensive to live in, you know, in Dodge. Of course, now the gas is higher, but they seem to get by with that.
They prefer the small town?
I think they just prefer the small town, and, you know, this is where they've lived, and we're a pretty close family. Do a lot of things together.
How many grandchildren do you
have? We have 5 grandchildren. There was 2 boys and 3 girls. We have 5 great grandchildren. 2 boys and 3 girls. The 3 girls are all step.
Three.
I said 3 mm-hmm. girls were all stepchildren. Our step grandchildren, and they keep us kind of going again, getting involved in school things again.
Mm-hmm.
we keep the one little great-grandson here in town. I keep him off and on because his mother's going to nurses training. Mm-hmm. She'll be through this year, so in May. And so I probably won't have him as much. And he goes to has begun to go to a babysitter more often. But her school hours were so irregular that. But we enjoy him. You know, it's kind of a pastime sometimes for days.
Is there anything else I have forgotten to ask you that you'd like to tell about your life story on this tape? Any other highlights or interesting stories, unique experiences that?
Right now, I can't think of anything right offhand. You know, growing up on a farm, we didn't a lot, but we done a lot of things at home together. You know, and like I said, our families have always been pretty close. Family dinners, and family get-togethers, Christmases. Things, a lot of good memories.